Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Who have we got in the studio, Maggie?
We've got Mel and Joe, and they've come from the Isle of Wight Cat Centre, or if you like, Cats Protection, or the Isle of Wight
Whatever it's called this week.
Centre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good afternoon, ladies.
How are you two ladies?
We're both really well,
we're
thank
good,
you.
Thank you.
We're good.
I hope you are too.
Ooh,
we are, yes.
What have you got to tell us today about putty cats?
Well, we thought an interesting topic for today would be stray cats visiting your garden.
Yes.
Right.
So we seem to be seeing quite a few stray cat situations where the final outcome is they live very near to the people. So we thought we'd just give a quick rundown on the process we follow at Cats Protection, right?
Okay.
First thing when we get a phone call. So the first thing is the phone call. We take the details from the people, which obviously we want you to have at hand. So, you know, if you know the colour of the cat, have you advertised it on Lost Pets, Isle of Wight and various of the welfare groups? And we will add it to our waiting list so that we know this cat potentially is a stray. The next thing is, can we get near the cat? Can we come out? Can we scan the cat? Because if we can get near it, we will come out and scan. And a lot of the time nowadays, because the legal law of having a cat microchip is important.
Yep.
Hopefully it's got a microchip. Bingo, we can actually reunite the cat immediately.
It actually lives two doors down. But you just haven't seen it before, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, there have been a lot that live very near to people.
Right.
So the girls have put it on the lost and found process that we keep, a spreadsheet, and put it on a waiting list. And then we will offer to give cat collars out, make posters for you to put up in your area, try and see if we can get the cat back to the owner without having to bring it straight into Cats Protection Care. Yep. So if you phone us, we won't say, yes, we'll come down right this minute, pick up this cat and take it away.
No.
Seriously, the actual, I looked through our months, the recent months, and a huge percentage of them, they do literally live within a door's throw away. I mean, one was dead opposite and the people were, you know, going to be moving very soon. She was 20 years old. She's just gone for a little walk. but we want you to phone us because obviously there will be a very small percentage of them have lost their homes.
Better be safe than sorry.
Better be safe than sorry, definitely.
Okay, but that must take up a fair bit of your time up there, mustn't it?
Well, without, that sounds unkind because we are all about cats, supporting cat ownership in any way, shape or form. But yes, the truth is, but our new venture is, we're excited to actually add, is that we are going to ask four or six of our volunteers to take a section of the Isle of Wight, to have scanners of their own, to have the facilities to be able to help us run this more effectively, because like you say, we are manning phones, we're in the cattery, we've got over 50 cats in care, you know, keep going out to call out and they don't work out to be
so
needed.
You have sort of a local cat guardian or something.
It will be a local cat guardian service that we can actually,
that's a good idea, isn't it?
Let our volunteers go out and do those shouts for us.
Okay, I mean, that sounds like a fascinating thing to do, to go out. I'm not volunteering, I've got enough to do. But I just like the idea that you get the scanner and they'll have access to a database, presumably, so they can check and say that actually belongs to Mrs. Smith two doors down.
Yeah.
But you're looking a bit dazed, you might want to take him to the vet, whatever. Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Can I just also mention the importance, because another thing that's been taking time up is a lot of people are moving and they are forgetting that one of the, you know, because it's so, when you're moving house, probably the last first thing from your mind is, please re-register your microchip. Because we've got addresses. I mean, one of the addresses, the people moved about 10 years before, they'd never updated it. So that meant cat had to come into the care and be put in a pen and go through the process before we could do lots of work to be able to find the other two doors away.
I think there is a commercial coming on. Yeah. Yes, I think we need to make another commercial.
Just remind people to re-register their cats. How do they do that?
You just go onto one of the microchip search engines, which you will know which one it is from your cat information. On your vet history, it will have your microchip number, and then just update that. Get it
okay,
updated.
So that it's for your current or new address.
Yeah.
It's quite simple, yeah.
We have one for the tortoise.
Yeah.
Not a cat, obviously.
No, that's good.
He had a chip put in the other year, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Because he's 80 years old. He's got a chip in his back leg.
That is
and
so
every
cute.
Every year they say, does it need updating yet? No, not yet.
So, I like that idea because I think you're right. You're moving house. You've got a million things going on. You've got to redirect the post. You've got to get new house insurance and moving pit. They're going to be late and all the rest of it.
And you've got to try and keep your cat in for a few weeks.
Yeah, you've got to put your cat in a catter or something for a couple of days so that you get it sorted out. Then you worry it's going to escape. Yeah, getting your cat re-roosted is such a simple thing to do.
The other thing is when you go on our waiting list, once we've reunited you, the cat, back to the owner, we ask that data protection permission. Can we give these two people the contact number? Because one went home only 24 hours ago and it's back at the doorstep of the people who found it.
Right, okay. We all know cats, they try it on. They think, I might get some extra food out of this nice looking person two doors away.
I'm never fed, am I? Poor thing.
I get it. So you've got to have your cat microchip. That's the law now. But it doesn't work if you don't have it registered to the correct address.
Exactly.
Right. And don't just put it all down to the Cats Protection Centre because it'll all end up there. But
we're going round circles.
No, I think that's a really good idea. Never even occurred to me about having some kind of campaign to get people to re-register their cats.
Right.
What else you got going on then?
Joe. Well, we've got quite a few golden oldies, as we like to call them.
Right.
The ones I've written down are all female, bless them.
Okay.
Right. So we've got quite a few. It's the time of year that everybody's looking for kittens and young cats. And we must remember that every cat needs a home,
of course, no matter
what age it is.
Yeah.
Some of them are there through no fault of their own.
Absolutely. It's just sad circumstances. They're in care and they need some help. And we've got Suki. Mm-hmm. She's 15.
Oh.
She's been with us 170 days.
Oh, dear.
It's a long, long time.
And is she a fairly active cat for that age?
She is, actually, yes.
She can
jump up and down, she plays.
Because some older cats are ideal for older people. They just want to sit there and snooze all day, but be companions. But she's an active one. Okay, good.
Quite agile for her age.
She might like a dog.
Yes, and she's in foster at the moment. And although they're not meeting, she's been able to see the dog out the window, and she's reacting positively.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So we're hoping that maybe that opens up a few more avenues for her, that she can live with a nice old calm dog, perhaps.
Maybe she'll be an unsuccessful foster.
Well, that's what we would love.
We'd like that.
But you never know. So she's quite a character.
Right.
She has been with us a long time. She has a few little issues that I won't go on now.
No.
But if someone would like to give us a call about Suki, she's 15. She's got an unusual coat. She looks black and white, but there's lots of patterns and markings in it. It's really unusual.
Yeah.
And she purrs and she likes a head rub. She's not a pick up and smooch in your face cat that most of them are.
Ours isn't.
But she deserves her forever home, and she's been waiting a long time for it. So please give us a call on 03000 120251 if you're interested in Suki. We'd love to hear from you. Quick plug.
Okay.
But we've got cats like Hattie. She's a real plump. She's just a big girl who has all this energy. She's 11 she loves a lap, but because she doesn't know you, she's just like, I don't want lots of hands on until I've got to know you.
Yeah.
But she'll come and sit on your lap and purr her little heart out.
Aww.
And she just needs someone to give her some time to settle and for her to get to know you. And she's adorable. She's one of these big personalities. You just look at her and you can see the cheekiness and the naughtiness in her.
Yeah.
She's lovely. And then we've got a couple of quiet old ladies. When you were talking about calm, quiet ones, we've got Casper, who's 16, and Peppermint, who's 15.
Peppermint.
And, Peppermint had an eye surgery, didn't she? And a dental. And so she's been through a lot and she's still sort of nursing her wounds and feeling sorry for herself.
Aww.
And
Aww.
She would love a home where she could just bond with someone and make her feel special again.
It's just the patience, trying to remember these are old cats. They've had a life. They have no one in their lives now. It's heartbreaking. And, if I meet people, I'm pretty much a hugger myself, but some people don't have that confidence to do that.
Yeah.
And the cat's the same. They're not going to always leap up on your lap and say, hey, hug me to pieces. Mm. They need to get to know you. So it's just that patience and understanding of doing something special.
Sometimes
like adopting an old cat.
It can take a few months, can't it?
Well, we've got a cat called Snowbean. She's not a golden oldie. She's only
Dame
seven.
Dame Snowbean.
Dame Snowbean.
We've got
yes.
a picture of her here. She's white.
Thank you. That's great. She's white. Beautiful female cat, and she was in foster until recently, until the lady went on holiday, and she got to the point where she would take treats from her, she'd rub all around her legs and head bump her. She just doesn't want that hand going over the head to stroke at the moment. But I think she's
sometimes
got that in
that's
her
you're going to grab me type thing.
She was sniffing my hand this morning.
Yeah, she's really come on so much, and she just needs that permanent home.
Right.
And she's just got so much to give, and she's just waiting for that right person.
And she's
beautiful. How old is she?
She's seven. Oh. She's only seven.
No age at all.
No, exactly.
Age.
Not
Aww.
Even a middling.
No, the cat we had claimed yesterday, we were told was 31, so seven's no age.
31's flipping good for a cat.
Yeah. A stray.
Incredible. Oh. So, I mean, our cat, when we first got him, because he was a stray, he didn't like hands over or anything like that. So
I would say at least 40% of our cats don't like to. So, you know, the challenge is people's expectations is, you know, invest that time, you know, there's a good chance they're going to become the best friends you could have.
But he's lovely now. We've had him, 5 years, and he's really good.
So you've got quite a few older cats who have been with you for a while. Have you got any outdoor or farm cats?
We have got a couple of situations coming up that we've got to support people with, cats that have turned up in rural areas. But we've got to look for outdoorsy homes. So if anybody has stables, outdoorsy homes, we really want to, before the winter months set in, get these organised and get them settled in some new homes. So do contact the centre if you're looking for stable or outdoor cats.
Yeah, because they will keep your rat population at bay.
They will indeed. They will be cat workers.
Yes,
they'll be working animals.
Some cats like to live outside.
Oh, yes, they do. They love the whole barn thing and being with other animals. That's absolutely fine. You know, I've often seen cats and horses in... in the same barn thing, they don't seem to bother each other at all.
No, they seem to love
it. Happy environment. It's a happy environment for
a cat. So, again, contact you. What's your number again?
03000 120 251.
Okay. Anybody else you want to advertise in particular?
Afternoon volunteer helpers. We are so desperately short of volunteering people to come and help us in the afternoons with all the duties we do with the cats in the afternoon, which is including feeding and things like that, and litter tray runs, etc. So come through our website, and then you'll be put in touch with Emma, our volunteer team leader, for that.
Magic.
And some events. Jo just wanted to do a final event. Exciting events.
We've got some posters here. We've got a couple coming up. We've got Summer Fun at Cats Protection. So this is for families. It's ideal for ages 4 to 11. And you get to see the cats, obviously. It's at our centre. And you get a cat-themed outdoor fun play and maybe make something. It's run by Kerry, our education volunteer, who's lovely. And she's been doing these for
Kevin the cat.
Oh, she has Kevin, her cat. Her is it? He's a big black and white cat, but not so real. I'm trying to say it without...
And when is this?
That is on the 18th of August.
All right.
10 till 12. Mm-hmm. So there is a booking form to fill in for that because spaces are limited, but there are still...
There's no cost.
No, it's free entry.
It's a free entry. It's no
just
cost
for families
involved.
To do some summer fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah. We're also... Lisa, one of our lovely volunteers, is going to do crafty afternoons. The first one we're going to have is on the 9th of September. So it's for a free social crafting event. Bring your own craft or learn to crochet a cat blanket. Tea, coffee, cakes, bakes available for a small donation. Booking will be essential because we feel this is going to take off quite big, especially through the winter months, where you can come, have some company. I'm going to go. I want to learn to crochet. And just enjoy some gathering with people. Talk about pussycats as well. So 9th of September, 1 p.m. to 3:30 is the first one.
Can they see the pussycats as well?
Yes, they will be able to see the pussycats, definitely.
Good.
And finally, exciting.
Yeah, we've got a new event that we've not done before. Again, Kerry is running this. It's a jigsaw puzzle competition.
Right.
Okay.
So you've
got to make a jigsaw yourself.
Yeah, can your team solve the 500-piece jigsaw puzzle? So you'll have, everyone will be in teams, and they'll all have a jigsaw puzzle of 500 pieces.
You're going to keep the cats well away from that, though, aren't
you? Yes, yeah. Otherwise, you might be missing a few pieces.
Well, they'll be, oh, I'm going to jump on this table now.
So, yeah, we're going to see.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's on Saturday the 4th of October at St John's Church Annex, Sandown, 1 till 4. So it's an afternoon event.
Okay.
It's just £2 per person to enter, and we're going to have refreshments, homemade cakes and puzzles for sale and a raffle as well.
Excellent.
So, you're raffling a cat.
Maybe a furry one.
A cuddly cat, yes. Cuddly
toy cat. We're really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Sounds like interesting. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's always good for someone to come up with a new idea for us.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, go to our webpage, we've got a form to fill in to put all those on. They go on our calendar, and we can then plug them on the air.
Brilliant.
Outside
That'd
of the show.
Be really
we've already
good.
Got the fun day one on there, but the other ones you just come up with, just fill in the
lovely.
Form and it'll be put on the website for
Fantastic.
You.
Okay, we'll do that.
Please do.
Costs absolutely nothing.
Not only that, it's free.
So that's I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing up there, Ed Ryan, and people can come and have a look, can't they?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. 1 to 3 Saturday and Sunday are walk ins. So do pop in and say hello. And if you're looking to adopt a cat, we're the place to come.
Or buy something in the shop.
Yes.
And buy something in the charity shop.
There's always bargains to have in the shop.
Yeah, so we'll have to take a look up there sometime, won't we? Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We'll see you again next month, no doubt, with another update.
We will be here.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.